There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. We have some breaking medical news here. Apparently, a flashlight has been removed from a man's abdomen after it was inserted through his rectum, and it took 2 hours to remove it. I don't understand why this is breaking medical news. I mean, this is a typical day in the ER when I used to work there. But they say in just over 2 hours, doctors in China removed a flashlight from a man's abdomen after he was admitted to the hospital complaining about lower stomach and rectal discomfort. The flashlight was 10 inches long, had been inserted in the man's anus, and was lodged so far up his rectum that it needed to be surgically removed through his abdomen, according to Fox News. The foreign object had been in a patient's rectum for over 27 hours. I do not know if the light was still shining or not. Dr. Sun of the first affiliated hospital of the Guangzhou University of Chinese Medicine says any longer and it could have caused potentially fatal swelling and blockages. Now, the man was only identified by his last name, but I'm not going to say it on air, refused to reveal how the object had been inserted. He's in stable condition and will remain under observation for 2 days in case of intestinal bleeding. Now, I know a lot of people giggle and they love hearing these stories, but this is some serious stuff. I don't know if I ever spent any time talking to you guys about what I saw in training and how dangerous it is. You know, people are sticking things in their orifices all the time. People stick their fingers in their noses, and we would have people come in with pretty bad nosebleeds after picking the nose. Kids stick things in their ears or other people's ears. We had to take out a whole bunch of little crayon pieces from a bunch of preschoolers because some kids decided to stick crayon pieces in everybody's ear while they were sleeping during nap time. And then, of course, you have the occasion. This was in my rectum. I fell in the shower, etc. There's an article out on the 10 craziest foreign objects found stuck in a rectum. All right, I'm going to tell you guys what these are. And then, you know, can I please implore you all to not be putting things in certain body parts that will not come out, okay? And are not designed to be there. For example, I'm looking at a picture right now of a key. Somebody had stuck a key in their rectum. And there's an x-ray and a picture of that. Now, look, I lose my keys a lot, okay? And I never know where to find them. And I tell my husband, we need to have a place in the house where we always know where to look. All right, and in school, you know, when I'd be like, look, I don't know where to put my purse, so shove it up your blank. Well, I guess somebody might have taken that seriously. Number two was a vibrator and salad tongs. These do not look fake. I am looking at a picture of a vibrating sort of apparatus and tongs. Looks like somebody tried to remove it. And they said he tried to remove it himself. It wasn't that there was somebody else with him. And unfortunately, the tongs got stuck. And some of you are like, how do these things get stuck? Because you start to swell. You get swelling above, you get swelling below, and these things won't pass. Live ammunition. Apparently, they say this was out of London. He used live artillery shell to push the hemorrhoids up into his rectum. By the way, not all things, objects in the rectum, are because somebody is trying to satisfy themselves. Sometimes it's because people are trying to do things therapeutically. In the olden days, we called hemorrhoids piles. And that would be the cure. We would push the hemorrhoids back up into the rectum. All right, because when they were out, they would hurt and they would itch and they would bleed. So you would push them. And so apparently a London World War II veteran used artillery shell to push the hemorrhoids up. All right. And then, unfortunately, it pushed too far, and then the ammunition got stuck. He was concerned that it would explode. They actually had a bomb squad, they said, all right, to remove the shell. It was pretty big. It was, yeah. Peanut butter jar. I'm looking at a picture of a peanut butter jar. Don't get it. And then body spray. They said it was impulse body spray. I don't know much about the bottle sizes or the shapes, but they said a 39-year-old married white lawyer went to the ER to get a bottle of impulse body spray removed. He said this was not the first time it was inserted. A ringing cell phone. This I don't get. I'm looking at a picture of a ringing cell phone. I'm a little skeptical about this one. Apparently, they said that it's another attorney from Georgia reportedly was sharing with a cell phone, slipped and fell. When you slip and fall, nothing should technically go up into the rectum. It may hit the side. It may pierce glutes or pierce some of the perineum, but it shouldn't technically go up in there, especially since you tighten when you fall. But they claim that during surgery, the phone rang. This picture, though, to me looks a little familiar from the one where the gynecologist dropped his phone. All right, and that was supposed to be a true story. That was not supposed to be a fake. A pint glass. I'm looking at a picture of that. Flashlight. All right. Toy car. I've seen those. I've seen matchbox. I've seen Tonka trucks. That's no lie. Unfortunately, remember Jackass, the show Jackass, Ryan Dunn, who unfortunately passed in a driving accident? He intentionally inserted a matchbox car into the rectum to mess with ER doctors. I believe it did come out. And then a cement enema. Somebody had, that is crazy. I guess it was a liquid cement. It hardened, became a huge mass, had to be removed. Dangerous stuff, people, okay? I can't tell you. Perforations, you could die from this, okay? And the last thing you want is on your obituary, you know, them saying, no, you know, he died because, or she died because X, Y, and Z was in there. You get swelling, you get inflammation, you get bleeding, you get infection, and your body does not like plugs. It does not like stoppers. It does not like a lack of flow. Okay? Even if you think you could be constipated for 5-6 days without there being a problem, it becomes a problem. So, for the love of the Lord, do not put anything up in there, and especially a flashlight, because you never know when there's an emergency hurricane coming, right? And you need a flashlight. Yeah. At least you know where it is. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ouch, my back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. Whew, sorry, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I scarfed my breakfast down pretty quickly, so I apologize. Man, gotta... All that talk on intestines and flow and plugs, I just plugged it up with some carbs. I really shouldn't have done that, but I just really needed some carbs. I needed some energy. This was an interesting email. It's not really medically related, but that doesn't stop me. I talk about everything on the show, education, etc. Isaac writes, why not extend high school? He's referring to, I guess, the Hillary Clinton plan for free college, and yeah, I think Obama had that same plan, free community college. Why not extend high school? Make it a high school / college program and use the government funds already for high school to add the 2 years there rather than increasing taxes. Like I said, I'm not an education expert. You know, my only education is that I spent, you know, 4 years in high school, 4 years in college, 4 years in medical school, 3 years in residency. I have a couple kids in school, one in high school, one in middle school. And, you know, of course, my husband, you know, went to chiropractic school. So my knowledge on the education system was basically limited. All right. But, you know, it's kind of an interesting point because there's a lot of pressure now to get free college and to give free college. And some of you have asked me, what is a college degree used for now? You know, you could do Facebook, you could do eBay, you could do a variety of multi-billion dollar companies and not have to sit there and read Shakespeare or do analytical math or biochemistry. And, you know, I think we are starting to lose some of the value of the college degree. And the more we give it away for free, the more it gets diluted. But then on the other hand, all right, I think everybody does deserve a chance to get higher education. Okay, I mean, why not? It shouldn't just be a quote-unquote rich person thing. I'm also very confused by the current state where people like me that didn't have money, we were able to borrow like crazy. I paid my loans back, by the way, but you have a lot of people that can't pay their loans back because they get the college degree and the college degree isn't worth jack diddly squat. So I guess what Hillary Clinton is doing is I guess she's pitching a $350 billion program to help fight off college loan debt and to make 2-year community colleges tuition free and cutting student loan interest rates. You know, this is kind of interesting. Why not make high school 6 years? I mean, that's, you know, if you want to incorporate, because if college is that expensive and high school is not as expensive, it's a thought. Isaac's got an idea there. Maybe turn high school from 4 years to six, and then everybody has then you have your high school associate degree automatically, as opposed to stopping and that could be an option. I don't know. I'm really confused by everything going on with politics right now because I'm under the impression we're in a lot of debt and I'm under the impression that we cannot afford everything that we've been promising. Then you look at what's going on with Greece and everybody's just borrowing money and it seems very, very superficial, very, very unbuttressed, unsupported economy, and you just worry what's going to happen when everything just completely collapses. So I'm not sure what's going on with her. The other thing I'm really not sure is what's going on with Donald Trump. I'm really kind of confused with what's going on there. You know, he basically is, I guess, you know, blackmailing the GOP party with his third party run threat that, you know, if, you know, GOP doesn't give him the nomination, then he's going to run third party. So the GOP is basically screwed. It's either Trump or they don't get anybody into the office. And then when you see him going to war with Fox News, you keep going, is Hillary behind all this? And if so, boy, is she shrewd. She sits back, throws a couple policy issues out there while the Republicans are trying to figure out what to do with Trump. And here's Trump saying, yeah, I'm considering a run for third party. So I guess the only hope that the GOP would have is Trump. And that's how he did it. Either Trump or nothing. And, you just, you know, when you're watching this and you're, you know, you're looking at, you know, the state of our country and the concern that we could have another huge, huge drop, either in recession or depression stature with our economy. And, you hear from the other side more promises. In terms of college helped me, but a college degree did not help me. The only way the college degree helped me is it got me into medical school. If I did not get into medical school, I would have had a 4-year degree in biology, and I probably couldn't have done much with that. In fact, I was thinking about waiting tables, or I was thinking about doing some marketing, PR work for another company, but that biology degree was not going to help me. And you know, I'm wondering if we need to revamp college, where college is all, like, you know, I really, really like those schools, those academies, career academies, that train you for, you know, careers. We hired somebody out of college. She had an MBA to be our office manager. She didn't know one thing about running an office. Not one thing. And, you know, maybe we're doing college wrong. Yes, I think it's great to know Shakespeare. I think that's very important. Yes, I think my class, the history of rock and roll, was awesome. I love the fact that I took the history of rock and roll. Did it help me in the outside world? No. And what's the purpose of college? The purpose of college is to help get you a job, help make you more learned, right? Help you be able to do a variety of tasks, weed people out from the job market, okay? Because if you couldn't get through college, then an employer will be like, okay, well, then this job probably isn't for them. And so is it really benefiting you, or is it supposed to be a benefit for society? And if that's the case, why are you spending so much money? Why are you spending thousands upon thousands and thousands of dollars, and now the government's money, to get a degree that you may not even want, that may not even help you in society from a practical standpoint? You know, I think a lot of our training needs to be, number one is, I wish they trained us on how to deal with a marriage, okay? You know, because nobody teaches you that. Nobody teaches you about relationships. You just kind of learn as you go. And by the time you get married, you're really, really jaded, okay, by a lot of the other relationships you had. So that would be a good class to take, okay? Somebody teaches, you know, how to fight with your husband, you know, fight right. Okay, you know, we drop nuclear bombs when we argue. I've talked about fighting and how to fight with your spouse. A lot of times we do it wrong and, you know, you end up in divorce. Doesn't have to happen that way. Okay, there's proper ways to fight. I wish somebody would also teach us how to deal with the IRS. You know, how to actually file your own taxes. I think it's ridiculous that we have to pay for accountants to do it. I have how many years of post-high school and postgraduate education, and I have no idea how to file my taxes. That makes no sense. And one of the very first accountants we did, just bird's eyeing it, just taking a little peek at it, I noticed that they were off by $20,000. And when I asked the accountant, you know, what happened, his wife had done our return. His wife wasn't even a CPA. So, what about more do-it-yourselfers? Okay, you know, how to handle your own, I can't fix my own car anymore. Cars are different now. All right. I want to be able to fix my car. Right? I want to be able to read a contract and not have to hire an attorney or hire a realtor to do the transaction. These are practical things. What to do with staff that call in all the time? You know, how do you staff an office or staff a fast food joint or staff a restaurant when your staff calls out? All right. How do you do that? How do you manage staff? How do you manage a boss? You have a boss that's completely off its office rocker and he's cussing at you and he's screaming at you and he's sexually harassing you. How do you handle a boss? So, you know, there's a lot of practical things that I think our college graduates are not learning. I think there's a lot of money being spent, and now we're going to throw more money into a college system that may not guarantee people jobs. What about job placement? What about, I don't know. So I'm kind of confused by that, but it's an interesting thought. You know, rather than putting all that money, extend high school to include an associate's degree. Or you do extra summer school, you spend extra months, you go get your associate's degree at the same time. Look at these AP classes kids can now take in high school. You take AP classes, you get college credit. It's brilliant, and they save money. I think it's awesome, but oh well. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of you are frustrated by us telling you to cut the sugar, but you have a sweet tooth. So we got some ideas on some natural substitutes that'll help your food. And then we have a two-headed cobra. Oh my gosh, this is scary, and it tried to swallow each other. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're telling everybody to cut back on their sugars, cut back on their sugars. And, excuse me, we know we need to. You know, I mean, in the olden days, you would, you know, wake up on the farm, okay? You would milk the cows. You'd probably eat some eggs. There'd be some cornmeal or some sort of starch you would have. It would be yummy. And then you would move on. Maybe you'd eat something for lunch, eat something for dinner. And if you wanted something sweet, you got your sugar out of fruit or maybe out of wine. All right, now for breakfast, all right, what did we have? You know what we have, and this is my fault, okay? There's chocolate Lucky Charms. They're not that good, to be honest. I think I like the regular Lucky Charms, but there's chocolate Lucky Charms. So you're basically getting sugars in the morning, okay? Then, if you have a burger and some Coke, okay, for lunch, there's sugar again. You're probably snacking on goodies and snacking on sugar at the office. And then for dinner, you eat some dinner, you have maybe some alcohol, maybe you have a rum and Coke, and then you have to top it off with some dessert. No wonder we're getting fat. It's ridiculous. All right, so, female has come up with the 10 most popular natural sweeteners and their health benefits. Okay, and honestly, if you guys have a sweet tooth, I strongly suggest you having something like this nearby your desk just to kind of get it out of your system. But I wish you could talk yourselves into not eating sweet. Now, remember, do as I say, not as I do. Okay, I mean, my biggest addiction is sweet and sugar. Okay, I don't smoke. I don't really drink. I don't have a lot of sex, but I really, really, really like my sugar, especially chocolate. Okay, so number one, you could add honey. Now remember, honey is from the nectar of flowers. Bees love honey. So if bees love it, and bees are in a good mood, it's got to be yummy. And it's a very popular natural sweetener. They say opt for honey, which has iron, zinc, potassium, calcium, vitamin B6, riboflavin, niacin, a bunch of B vitamins. And it also promotes the growth of healthy bacteria in the digestive tract. You know, Manuka honey. I've heard a lot of things of Manuka honey. And how it helps with sore throats, and it has a lot of antibacterial properties, all right? Even though the unpasteurized has, nutrients and antioxidants, still be careful. And you can't give honey a lot of times to babies because we're worried about the there's a variety of concerns we have when it comes to babies, but definitely, like my kids, you know, we got this from the old, you know, Jewish tradition of apples and honey for the Jewish New Year. They love it. You know, they usually take the apple, dip it in the honey, lick off the honey, and re-dip the apple. But apples and honey, great snack, and it's yummy. They say one tablespoon of honey is only 22 calories. Maple syrup. Okay, and not the sugary infused, all right? The darker varieties have a lot of antioxidants, but the sap is taken from maple trees. It's heat-treated. A lot of the Whopper evaporates, and then it's concentrated, and it's sticky. Not as sweeter as honey, unless, of course, they have to, you know, add the extra sugar, but it is yummy. In its pure form, it has 54 antioxidants. One tablespoon has 50 calories. Date sugar. They say it's created from dehydrated ground dates. It goes through minimal processing. It will taste sweeter than sugar, so you could use less. It has fiber, vitamins, energy-boosting qualities. It's also a little thicker, so it's good for baking, and it doesn't melt. They say brown powder can be a direct alternative to sugar, so maybe put that in your tea or coffee. Date sugar. I gotta find that. Stevia. Stevia has been used, I guess, over thousands of years. Did you know that? In South America, it's powdery. It tastes like white sugar extracted from a plant. Many people are really, really into stevia now. Some studies have even found that it may lower high blood pressure. I can't verify that, but that's what it says here. Coconut palm sugar. Coconut palm sugar is made from heat treating the sap from flower buds of the coconut palm tree. Then the liquid evaporates and you have solid or liquid form of coconut palm sugar. According to the Philippine Department of Agriculture, unlike normal sugar, coconut palm contains several nutrients like iron, zinc, calcium, and potassium. It has a low glycemic index, so it may be better for the pre-diabetics than the other sugar. And yummy, one tablespoon, 45 calories. Molasses. Thick, dark, syrup. You know, like some of you guys are going, gosh, Dr. Dahlia, this segment is just moving like molasses. Well, yes, okay, but that's a good thing. According to studies, they say molasses can provide relief from menstruation problems. Really? Obesity, diabetes, and even acne. Oh, man, well, you know, serve me a shot. They say regular molasses comes from first boiling the cane sugar syrup. Blackstrap molasses comes from the third what? Anyway, all right, 1 tablespoon, 47 calories. Lohan Quao, monk fruit. Lohan Quao can be used as an alternative to sugar. Okay, I don't know if my friendly Albertsons has this. I'll have to look it up. Barely has zero calorie content. Zero. According to Body Ecology, it has antioxidant properties, can help manage diabetes because it inhibits blood sugar levels. Whew! Agave nectar. Agave nectar is extracted from a plant which tequila is made. Long live agave. It is sweeter than normal sugar. Only a small amount is needed. However, it has a low glycemic index, so it won't boost your sugar levels. Oh, man, I love mojitos. Is agave and mojito? Is tequila and mojitos? What's in my? Those are yummy. Okay, but there's sugar. I like strawberry mojitos. Okay, we'll move on. Low glycemic index. Okay, fruit, sugar, vitamins, minerals, fiber. All right, if you want to sweeten something with orange juice, or sweeten something with some natural lemonade. You see? Listen, okay, I'm hungry. It's very hard to talk about food on this show. I had my chocolate Lucky Charms this morning, and it's already burned up, and now I'm hypoglycemic. Cut me some slack. Barley malt syrup, they say, is a dark brown, sticky, and thick sweetener produced from barley. I'm sure that would make you poop pretty well. Half as sweet as normal sugar, but has a rich, toasted taste. All right, we got to teach ourselves not to want sugar, but something more kind of tart. You know, like, people acquire a taste for blueberries, cranberries. Yeah, it's not as sweet as a strawberry or a cantaloupe or a watermelon, but it sure is sweet, so acquire that taste. Brown rice syrup made from whole grain rice that has been treated with enzymes will taste similar to light honey. It's complex carbohydrate, may also help you poop, very, very important. It enters the bloodstream quickly, so do not give it to diabetics. Usually with diabetics, you need to kind of avoid the high glycemic index foods. Like this sucker is up at 98. 64 is refined sugar, so we definitely want you lower. But as long as it makes you poop. Whew. All right, good. See, not too bad. So basically what that was 10 best natural substitutes for sugar. All right. You know what, guys? I don't know what to tell you. You know, I'm in my 40s now, and the days are getting kind of harder. You know, I'm achy. I look the way I do. You know, I know I'm getting older, you know, so I know I'm losing my youth. And, you know, sometimes the only thing that just really, really is that beacon of light at the end of my very busy, exhausting day is knowing I could sit there and eat some scoop or dump cake and just take a spoon and just sit there. And, you know, just don't take that away from me, guys. Please. All right. But then throughout the rest of the day, you can mess around with some honey. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys. guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DACADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a two-headed cobra, and this is venomous. Apparently a snake breeder has found a mutant snake on a farm in Yulin, South China. I am looking at this, and it is very, very spooky. I mean, it's actually on one end pretty cute because it's a two-headed snake, and you're like, oh, they're brothers. Ah, you know, they're buddies. But scary. And it's bad enough to have one snake running around your farm, but two? I know he's a snake breeder, but I doubt he wants any new snakes. Whew. He's known as Mr. Huang, found the baby Chinese cobra on his farm in Yulin, southern China, 10 days ago. He said the snake is alive and growing, but it does not eat or drink. I don't get that. How is it still alive? Huh. The second head begins three quarters up the snake's body and can move independently. In fact, both heads have their own brain, and they often try to move in opposite directions. Sometimes two-headed snakes will attack each other and try to swallow each other. Mr. Huang has now handed over the venomous Chinese cobra to experts at Nanning Zoo in the hope that it will live longer. Li Keki, a zookeeper at Nanning Zoo, said there was no way of telling if the Chinese cobra would survive. The snake has been alive for 10 days now and has been with us for two, and it has already changed its skin once. You know, they look like they're arguing. See, you know what it looks like? It looks like a snake with another head of a snake and body attached to it. They say they commonly see these in young snakes. They're called polycephalic snakes. They have a short lifetime of only a few months. One two-headed rat snake reportedly lived 20 years. They grow between 1.2 and 1.5 meters. Oh, I'm looking at this. It looks so cute. It looks so tiny eyes. Oh, you know what? Tom loves cute animal pictures. Let me send this to Tom because he loves this kind of stuff.
Please do. I've had snakes, and no, this is interesting. I'm eagerly listening.
Yeah, and it's got like cute little eyes. I mean, honestly, if it wasn't a vicious cobra, I could totally see giving it little kissies on its nose. All right, and then Tom sent me a really cute little piglet picture. I found another one, and now I'm completely into piglets. So I started posting them on Facebook, and they've gone viral.
Yay!
These little piglets. I know it is. Now
piggy.
We got this little. They love this little piggy. And Miss Piggy, by the way, really does pigs unproud. Okay, because Miss Piggy, you know, is all selfish and all. Pigs are smart and they're very lovable. Pigs are very lovable. So don't think of Miss Piggy. Think more of, you know, I don't know. Mr. Who's the guy from the Muppets that was like really, really cool? Was the lab guy, Beaker? Him.
Oh, Beaker was the assistant. Beaker's me, 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 me.
Yes, yes.
No, who's the professor, though? Oh, no. Google, here I come.
Yeah, we got to figure that out. Otherwise, I'm not going to be able to sleep. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Experts reveal the six words women hate most. You know, a lot of you men, you know, you'll be like, look, I don't understand, but I make my lady mad all the time. You know, happy wife means happy life. So I'm thinking I'm going into a good day, and all of a sudden I say something, and she just starts to scream. Well, there are certain words. There's a new survey of 500 women from underwear company Knixwear that revealed that there are in fact six words that they claim to hate most. And while some of the word aversions they say can be explained by maybe phonetics, a lot of times it's because it brings up bad sexual connotations. And women don't like that. We have to be in the mood for those kinds of words, okay? So, number one on the list is moist. Okay, women don't really seem to like that. It just kind of starts to kind of bring up a different subject, squirt. I never thought squirt was an issue because of the drink, right? It was kind of like a Fresca. It was in a bottle. I don't know if squirt is still around, but apparently women don't like that word. Panties, women don't seem to like that word. Chunky, yeah, chunky butt. Next time my husband even alludes to me having chunky butt, he is out. Now, he doesn't ever, he always says I'm good. You know, I don't think I've ever heard him say the word chunky, but I could read his mind. You know, so I'll try to get into some pants and I'm like, you gotta help me zip these up and button these. I can't button up my pants. You know, so he's like, you know, so he has his foot on my chest and he's trying to stretch, like, whoa, you know, to get me in my pants. And you know he's thinking chunky. Another thing women hate, the word is curd, okay? You know, I guess used to describe yeast infections. And then flap, like flappy. Flab is another word I don't like. In-law, there's a variety of words that we don't like. So, guys, come on, you know, cut us some slack and be smart. Whew, sorry, I don't understand. I have to, like, hiccup or I have to burp, and I haven't decided which one. But thank God it's above the waist, because that's apparently okay. There's no FCC violation for that. All right, new Diet Pepsi debuts this week without aspartame. Okay, it was a hiccup. I think I got it out. Whew. The difference between a hiccup and a burp. A hiccup means they're repetitive, but not entirely. You could have one hiccup and be done. A burp is where there's a lot of sound to it. Okay? So, yeah, eruct. It's an eructation. I had an eructation. All right. Diet sodas that still have aspartame include Diet Coke, Diet Dr. Pepper, and Fanta Zero. Diet Pepsi is expecting a little bit of a bump now that they are using Splenda. Okay, so it's a new Diet Pepsi, should be available nationally this week in response to customer feedback. All right, it's not supposed to taste as sweet from what I understand because aspartame tastes sweeter, but I guess people want to see, non-aspartame. Let me see how, there's some certain reactions that aspartame, it's a synthetic chemical, right? It's about 200 times sweeter than sugar. Doesn't have a lot of calories, and it's known as E951. We've seen aspartame in NutraSweet and Canderel. It has two naturally occurring chemicals, aspartic acid and phenylalanine. So, they're amino acids, they're building blocks of protein, they're naturally found in foods, but, again, aspartame is a synthetic chemical made from aspartic acid and phenylalanine. It was, I guess, invented by accident back in 1965, according to Daily Mail. James Schlatter, a chemist at the U.S. Drugs Company, now part of Pfizer, is working in his laboratory on a new ulcer drug when he mixed the two amino acids. After spilling the liquid on his hand, he licked his finger. Boy, he's gutsy. Licked his finger and found it was sweet. It's in a lot of diet drinks. And then we digest it because the aspartame breaks down into two components, aspartic acid and phenylalanine. So your body knows how to break it down. And it does release methanol, a type of alcohol, but it's only toxic in very high doses. Methanol is also produced in the gut from natural foods. A banana has more ethanol than a can of diet cola. Can make you gassy, I think. No major risk, but if you have PKU, phenylketonuria, you cannot have phenylalanine. Not a smart move. And, you know, some people are like, look, you know, it's fake food. Why are we putting in our body fake food? So aspartame being taken out of Diet Pepsi. I don't think I really, really like the taste of any diet soda, to be honest with you. I do like Vanilla Coke and Cherry Coke. I think that stuff tastes amazing. Yeah. I love grenadine. So bad for you. So bad. Okay. I gotta stop. I'm supposed to be on a diet. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Testosterone. Maybe men need it to live longer. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.